From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 2 days of mourning begin in Bangladesh. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for a late Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. The hostage crisis at a restaurant in Bangladesh's capital left 28 dead, including 20 hostages and 6 militants. Last night, a candlelight vigil was held in Dhaka. Nasima is a textile worker who was part of the procession.
We don't have actually any language to say and what to say. This is not our country, actually. This is the message that this country, we don't deserve this type of incident. We don't want this. Please stop this. Stop this. Stop this from our society, from our country. I want to live in peace.
The Home Minister said today the attackers had absolutely no connection with Islamic State, but were instead members of a homegrown militant group. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi met with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Stuart Jones in Baghdad after two separate early morning bombings in Baghdad killed at least 124 people and wounded at least 186 others. The officials discussed how the two countries can better collaborate in the fight against Islamic State. A suicide truck bombing on Sunday occurred shortly after midnight at a busy shopping area, killing at least 119 people and wounding 170 others. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qarada district, saying Shiites were targeted. The group considers Shiites heretics. In the second attack, an explosive device detonated in Baghdad's northern Shab area, killing 5 people and wounding 16.